Online connected devices have short lives. In the Wall Street Journal by Nicole Nguyen. Sammy and Teddy Bear wouldn't stop meowing, and Chris Cielo couldn't figure out why. My cats are never annoying. They're very chill. Eventually, it dawned on the 31-year-old Merrimack, New Hampshire resident that his PetNet smart feeder, a $140 internet-connected device designed to automatically dispense meals, had stopped working. He couldn't determine when it had last fed his pets. A week might have gone by. Over 2 years ago, he programmed the PetNet to provide two feedings a day. Aside from occasionally topping up the device's reservoir, Mr. Cielo hadn't had to think about feeding Sammy and Teddy Bear since. That is, until the device went offline sometime in April. The company didn't notify anybody except for a Twitter post, he said. Later that month, PetNet sent an email to customers that detailed a dire situation. The company was struggling financially because of the coronavirus pandemic. All staff was furloughed, and a service provider was offline, causing the feeder to malfunction. The company sought feedback on a proposed $30 a year subscription fee. The feeders started working again with limited functionality on June 10th after a 2-month outage. Appliances built to last are of a bygone era. My decades-old record player is still functioning. Today's gadgets, meanwhile, can quickly become expensive paperweights. There is a trade-off with connected devices. They're incredibly useful when they work. But lately, it has become clear that a business deal, tech breakthrough, or economic slump can mean sudden digital death. Flywheel's $2,000 Fly Anywhere stationary bikes, for instance, stopped working in March after the company settled a legal dispute with Peloton over technology theft. And shortly after Google acquired Nest, the smart home device maker killed the $300 Revolve Hub, a leftover from a company it had previously acquired. It didn't provide customers with a replacement. The Hub and its app went completely dark, and the company voided its products' warranties. The purchasers of these products weren't given warnings that their products might, in a few years, cease to function. Many would likely have chosen not to buy. Most hardware requires a one-time payment from you. For manufacturers, the cost of that tech can continue for years after you make that purchase. Maintaining servers, customer service, and firmware updates are a must for most hardware companies. Device makers can run out of money incurring those costs. PetNet wasn't the only company that suffered during the pandemic. Automatic, which makes a connected car adapter, sunsetted its operations on May 28th. The company released the $130 Automatic Pro in 2016. It came with 5 years of 3G cellular service for real-time location tracking, along with a crash notification service, check engine light decoder, and driving statistics. Bill Zanetti, 33, of Orlando, Florida, said the product's main draw was the lack of a monthly fee. He said the location sharing once helped his sister find him when his phone died. Automatic's devices collected billions of data points that were processed in the cloud and converted into alerts, as well as stats displayed in the product's app, said Automatic co-founder Theo Cote, who left the company in 2017 and is now chief executive of expense management tool Airbase. During his tenure as Automatic's CEO, the company's cloud hosting and computing costs made up a meaningful amount of expenses, he said. Connectivity brings a lot of value, but there's a cost to it. With all technology, once you buy it, it's not guaranteed forever, Mr. Cote said. SiriusXM, which acquired Automatic in 2017, declined to comment. Another case in point, Belkin Wemo Netcam Security Cameras, which launched in 2013, will be decommissioned June 30th. Only a small number of users signed up for Belkin's $10 a month premium cloud service, while the rest relied on the free tier, which included motion-based email notifications and mobile access to the camera's live feed. The costs of video hosting and pushing necessary security updates piled up, said Brian Van Halligen, the company's chief technology officer. In this case, the back-end video partner changed hands and its new owner decided not to continue providing the service. Moving to a new one would have incurred huge costs, said Mr. Van Hurlingen. Belkin offered refunds to customers who purchased devices after April 1, 2018. Sustaining a product comes down to pricing the services into the product in the beginning, charging a monthly fee, or finding a way to monetize the data, which we've never done. Sometimes it has good for consumers to think about each of these models before you buy, Mr. Van Harlingen said. Another alternative for smaller tech companies, turn to the tech giants for help. For example, all the video from Logitech's $160 Circle View security camera runs on Apple's Home app and iCloud, freeing Logitech of the burden of hosting. There is still a monthly cost for the customer. Apple requires, at minimum, a $3 a month iCloud storage plan to use the camera. Similarly, the hardware manufacturers, there's no charge to integrate Amazon's Alexa voice service into their connected devices. Companies can also leverage Google's voice-activated assistant services and Android TV entertainment system instead of having to develop and maintain their own. Of course, this model advances the consolidation of big tech's power. But that's another issue entirely. And even the tech giants won't support every product forever. Apple is expected to shift from Intel processors to its own custom-designed ARM chips for Mac computers soon. Apple declined to comment. Eventually, the company would drop macOS support for the current Intel-based machines. When Apple made a move like this before, switching from PowerPC chips to Intel chips in 2006, it pulled support for PowerPC only 3 years later. That is the cost of the pace of technology today. The vinyl record has gone mostly unchanged for over 50 years, and my record player has never required a firmware update. All of our newer gadgets will likely be obsolete within 3, 4, or 5 years, depending on the abilities and willingness of the companies that make them.